From the Mobile Librarian Vehicle Unit, we have our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library this morning. And you're at school today.
I am at school, and every time I have to go to a high school, I get a little bit nervous. If you haven't won an inkling of how cool I was in high school, I actually saw Chuck Berry at a concert when I was 18.
Wow.
He was 81.
Wow. I never saw Chuck Berry. I saw James Brown. Never saw Chuck Berry.
Ooh, that'd be a good show.
James Brown was awesome.
I believe that.
So there's a documentary. I wonder if the library can get. I think it's out of print. Called Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll.
Well, but if it's out of print, we can probably, if we don't have it in the system, we can always check the statewide system and see if we can't interlibrary loan something for you. Well,
yeah,
we're pretty good at trying to hunt stuff down.
I don't know if it actually was ever released on DVD. I know it was on VHS, but I still have a VHS player, but I would have to hook it back up. It's not connected.
Oh,
at
sure.
This point. So, you know, but I have one, and I have a functional one with a functional remote.
Go.
So, yeah. So, all right. Now that we've taken that little trip down memory lane, let's talk about what's going on at the library this week. You've got the Teen Book Club is meeting later tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 4:30. It's Lit, which is our teen book club. We're watching and discussing Speak by Laurie Hulse Anderson. So this book was kind of an eyebrow raiser when it came out. And we picked it to go along with Sexual Assault Awareness Month this month. So it's a bit of a rough topic, but in 2004, they adapted it into a movie starring Kristen Stewart. So if you want, you can bring snacks or even dinner if you want to at 4:30. We'll have the comfy chairs. I believe we're in the BI room tomorrow night.
Ooh.
It's rated PG-13. It runs about an hour and a half, and you don't have to sign up to come to that, but it is kind of a teen thing. So.
Right. and again, we've talked before, the Teen Book Club tends to pick books that are a little sometimes on the controversial side, and also things that tend to be on college reading lists, right?
Yeah, so it's stuff that's either been banned or challenged for one reason or another, and we like to find out why and discuss what we think about that. Or, get a leg up on that college reading list so you're ready to go when freshman year rolls around.
Did I ever tell you the book that I read most in college and in the variety of literature courses I took in college? You know what book I read the most? It was an assigned book.
What?
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
Really?
I believe I read it about five times in different literature courses in college.
Oh, wow.
Also another banned book? Challenge
Absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So no challenge, though, from the Kiwanis Early Risers, because they have family night tomorrow night, and it's magic.
It is magic, and they make it super easy for you to come. So thanks to the Kiwanis Early Risers, they bring different acts to the library, and they're free for families with no registration or sign-up or tickets or anything necessary for that. And Jim Mitchell is our magician tomorrow night at 6:30 to stop by the library and have an all-ages magical experience.
There we go. And then Friday morning, all right, I'm out of the loop on Baby Shark, but you can educate here.
Well, Baby Shark is a song. I don't know how long it's been around. The thing is that it was popular when I was younger. Like, we'd go to camp and do the Baby Shark song. And recently, someone recorded it and put it on YouTube, and there are dance moves involved. So if you're dying to show off your Baby Shark move, it's cute and it's catchy. You can stop by the preschool dance party on Friday at 10 a.m. And they've actually done research into this. The music establishes an internal rhythm, and that rhythm can help kids pick up the cadence of reading when they're ready to read. So music can actually benefit literacy, which is pretty cool. Miss Terica will be dancing, or you can dance on your own. She'll have warm-ups, dancing, a story break, and then some more dancing. So that's Friday morning.
Sounds like fun, and that's geared for preschoolers.
It is, yes.
Okay. Well, because everybody else, schoolers are in school, I guess. Wouldn't they be?
Oh, yeah. And the workers are in work.
Right. So it would make a perfect sense. Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah. Lego Club meeting on Saturday.
Yep. Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. You stop by the library, play with our Legos, build something cool, and we'll put it on display at the library. And the really cool thing about this quote-unquote club is that you don't have to sign up. You don't have to be a member. All ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome to come build something awesome. Show me what you got.
Here's something I just found out about Legos. Did you know that you can buy bulk Legos by the pound on eBay?
No, that has never occurred to me.
Me neither. But somehow it popped up after my Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine purchase. But you can buy bulk Legos by the pound, basically for anywhere from a pound to like 50 pounds.
Oh, wow.
On eBay. And the other option is it's cheaper if you want to buy them unsanitized, but they will sell them to you sanitized. And I'm just thinking that is an expense that I would certainly go along with.
Yeah, I would definitely pay for the sanitized version.
Yeah, but in case the library needs needs some extras, apparently you can buy them in bulk on eBay. Go figure, huh?
Fascinating. You learn something new every day.
Yeah. So now you have a lot of teens who volunteer at the library over the summer. And I know one of the things, a big thing coming up, you've got orientation sessions, information sessions for them coming up in the next few days.
Absolutely. So we rely very heavily on our teen volunteers to keep the library running smoothly and organized and functioning, essentially, in the summer. So teen volunteers do a lot of stuff all year round at the library, but we need even more help in the summer, you know, getting kids signed up for summer reading, handing out prizes, all kinds of stuff. I mean, we have at least one program a day in the summer. We average out to like two or three, which is nuts. So we need some help with that. And if you have a teenager, someone who's currently in sixth grade or older, who might be interested in volunteering at the library, they need hours for an organization, or maybe they just are looking for to get out of the house and enjoy some air conditioning at the library, definitely let me know. We've got two information sessions coming up to go over what that all entails, Monday the 15th at 5:30 or Tuesday the 16th at 6:30. So if you've got any questions, any inquiries, any interest at all, you can stop by and we will go over what the duties are and how to become a volunteer and answer any questions you might have.
I would imagine volunteer hours can be flexible for teens.
Yes, they can. So we have a couple opportunities that are scheduled, like, okay, we need someone at the reading booth from 12 to 3 and someone from 3 to 6, that kind of thing. So if that works with your schedule, we'll figure it out. Otherwise, it's like, hey, we just need someone to put DVDs away in the right spot.
Right. Like,
whenever.
All right.
So there's or dust or clean up some stuff in the children's area, whenever you've got time. So, yeah, we've definitely got some scheduled ones and some more flexible opportunities as well.
All right, that sounds good. And then next Wednesday, Tartan Talk?
Yeah, so tartan in the sense of like Scottish plaid. So we've got an expert coming in to talk about tartan, what it means, how it develops, all kinds of good stuff.
Ah, and will you follow that with a showing of Braveheart then, or?
Right, it's kind of the vibe.
So
if you've ever been curious, it'll be a really interesting informational session.
All right, and we'll have more details on that next week, as they say.
Absolutely. Stay tuned.
All right.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
There we go. So if people want to visit the West Bend Public Library, normal hours are?
We are open Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. And as always, if you have any questions about anything I've talked about today, or questions about the library in general, or trivia questions, it is trivia weekend up in my hometown of Stevens Point this weekend, you can give us a call. We'll look it up for you. The number is 262-335-5151. You can also visit our Facebook page or check out our website at westbendlibrary.org.
50th anniversary of the Stevens Point Trivia Contest this year.
Trivia 5-0. It's incredible. I've been playing my entire life, so I'm really excited.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I had a listener call and want to know if Lou or I wanted to get involved, and I said, I really can't, because if I said yes to you, then how would I turn down the next person? So I thought, and
everybody else.
Yeah. Exactly. So I don't want to play favorites. So, I did it a couple times when I was in college. We had a team and got together, and I believe in addition to trivia, there was also some beverage consumption involved.
No.
I think so.
not in Stephen's point.
I seem to remember that happening. Yes, indeed. So anyway, have a great week. Have fun at the high school.
All right. Will do. Yeah, I'm about to head inside here, and we'll play some trivia and see you next week.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Hannah.
Yep. Bye.
That's our friend Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. Our regular weekly Wednesday community conversation. Again, I want to thank Washington County Sheriff Marty Schulteis for joining us in the studio this morning, and also had an interesting chat with our friend, the talented young actor Joe Gallo, talking about his nursing college career coming to an end, and what's next there for him, and also the fact that he's nominated for a Footlights Acting Award. We'll post some things with links on the Facebook page later on, so you can get to where you need to be this morning as far as that stuff goes. And I have now made it to 8 o'clock, so it is time for us to take a look at news. It is, I should refresh the temperature, see what we have. It is still 32 degrees. Feels like it's 27 degrees.